sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we're doing everyone's favorite show, Problem Solved.
Before we do that, I want to thank these ladies for joining us since our last episode. Brittany McEver, Emily Stokes, Karen Warren, Lori Rose, Mikkel Hartman, Ryan Burns, Savannah, Sydney Smith, and Trell. Thanks, y'all.
Nice. So good.
Trell?
Trell.
That's beautiful. Just Trell.
We've been chatting, too. Just me and Trell.
It's like those one, like Madonna.
Oh, speaking of that, yeah. Kanye West, did you hear he's changing his name to Ye?
Oh, boy.
Ye. Y-E. And the reason is it's because it's the most used word in the Bible, because it means you. So he is one of us. He's every man. He's Ye.
Oh, Kanye.
Yep.
Man, no. That guy is interesting.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
You said it wrong.
I said it wrong. Yee, that guy is interesting.
He's trying to make it hard for us. We're having a hard enough time with all these new words, but I like it.
Okay, tell me.
You like yee?
I like the way it sounds.
Kanye is pretty a cool name.
Yeah.
Actually, Kanye is a cool
name. I like Kanye West. Maybe if that name's available, I'll take it. Would you guys call me Kanye?
No. I'll boop, 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 rewind to when we solved this problem about you changing your name.
Okay, fine.
Oh, Kanye Yeet. No, just Ye. Gosh.
There's no T on there.
Ye old Kanye.
Shoop de poop.
Does he have any problems he wants us to solve? I feel like he has
a plethora.
A plethora. Yeah.
I have to say, in reading through the problems this week, I feel like, generally, Struggs are struggling right now. There really? Are so many that I'm identifying with, and they feel, a lot of times we get big ones like, oh, you know, this specific kid has this specific issue, and I need help with this specific problem. There's a lot of like, one of them just says energy, self-confidence, sibling fights, back to school. Everything's a problem. I feel the same way. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I think one thing I'm thinking of as I'm looking through some of the old problems is I would love the Struggs to email us back and tell us how that resolved. Like, I'm looking at Dusty, and remember the girl who had a neighbor who wouldn't talk to her? She was basically passive-aggressive or openly aggressive. I would just love to know, like, how that resolved. So if you have told us your problem and we've talked about it, give us an email and tell us how it sorted itself out.
Yeah.
I would love that. That's a great idea.
Let us know if it's working.
Let's be honest. This is definitely working. This is a public service that we're providing.
Oh, gosh. I was thinking this morning about, we just did our Strug live event, and we did some Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softlys, and one Strug was saying that her three-year-old is killing her softly and why. And I was just thinking this morning about when my son Owen was three, he was very hard, very angry, violent. It was just a lot. And they grow out of it.
Yeah.
But it's so hard when you're in the middle of it. And three is so difficult.
Yes. So if you have a three-year-old, hang in there.
When you're in the middle of it, it really is hard to see the end. Just like, it reminds me when, do you guys ever have the experience that when you're driving somewhere new on like a road trip or something, it takes forever to get there, but the way home seems so much faster.
Yes.
I don't know how that relates, but I do feel like when you're in the midst of getting there, it feels like this is your life forever. And it really is not going to be like that, but it is hard. So personally, I feel like all my problems are about to be solved in life. So I'm feeling on top of the world because school is starting so soon. Like, I just feel like school is the answer to all my problems. Next month, I will realize that's not true. But right now, I feel so much hope with 3 out of 5 kids leaving my house every single day, you know?
Yeah, you've been waiting for September for a long, long time.
Oh, yes. Do not wake me up when it ends.
So how long until that happens?
Tomorrow, day after Labor Day.
It's exciting.
I like this one, and I'm feeling the same way. Natty B says, saying no, but still being a fun mom and friend. That's hard.
I thought we're not supposed to be friends with our kids.
Oh, spicy take.
I'm thinking she's talking about saying no to friends, like wanting to get together and do stuff, but still being fun.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about being friends with your kids. Can you do it? Is it a good idea? Is it necessary?
Gosh. I want to think so. Okay, here's my new, this comes from Neil, but here's my new thought on family. Is we are taking screen time away during the school week this year and just having it on the weekends. And when Neil and I were talking about doing this, I was like, I feel bad for Jonah because he is entering the age where friends are really important to him, and they've been connecting too much, but on screens. And Neil said, okay, well, you go to work, or people in general go to work. If you're friends with people at work, great. But that's not a given that you will be. But when you come home, it's your family that is your friendships and your relationships. And I do think you need friends, and our kids obviously need friends. But that gave me a shift in thinking, yeah, these friends that Jonah has probably are not going to be his adult friends. But if I can teach him that your family is your basis of relationship and fun and friendship and entertainment and security, then that's going to translate well into his adult life. Am I making any sense? It's kind of a new concept for me.
It's just easy to be nice to your friends, and it's hard to be nice to your family. So if you can practice being nice to your family, I think that helps build character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it helps you learn how to work things out. Well, if we're stuck together, you're going to need to work it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't just be a jerk and go off to your room and hang out and talk to your friends.
Yes. Well, I was just telling Lane, I think you need to learn how to, you know, treat people. And she said, I do know how to treat people. I said, so you're choosing to treat me badly. And she said, well, every single thing you do is annoying. I'm like, okay. Cute. Oh, it's so neat that you're 13.
So for you, being best friends with your daughter is cake.
Easy peasy.
I guess it's a lot harder when the person you're trying to be friends with doesn't like you.
Or anything you do.
Or ever. Anything you do. That's a challenge. I get that. I also heard a perspective shift here. I also heard some parenting experts say, if your kid is lashing out at home, it's because they feel safe with you. You know, yeah. So like in some sense, you are providing us when she's acting like that. She feels safe with you. She can't do that with other people. But
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's lovely.
Both of my kids have technology. Like, they have phones. Porter just has a little watch that he can talk on. Because I think he'd lose a phone and fall out of his pocket. And he doesn't need one. But he's always out and about in the neighborhood, so it'd be nice to know where he is. Anyway, and so I took their phones away because they lost their minds for a brief period of time. And so they started playing games together. They're playing Sorry. They're playing Battleship. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what? You guys can do this? Let's do this
one. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, but Natty B wants to know how to say no but still be fun. Can you do that? Let's talk with friends, like saying no to your peers as adults.
I say no all the time, and I think I'm fun. They might not.
You don't feel bad when you say no?
Usually it's because I used to think I was introverted and extroverted, like ambivert in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm introverted. And I make no apologies about it. So the other day there was a luau at our neighborhood. I didn't feel like going to no luau, so I didn't even go.
Okay, did your kids go?
The kids did go. The husband went. And I surely stayed home and read, and it was beautiful. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying no if you need it.
Well, that's a way to do it. See if your husband can help you out.
Send a representative from your family. I think maybe it's important for me to figure out why I'm saying no. If I find that I'm like saying no to the same person over and over again, That may be a friendship that I don't feel encouraged by, or, and I just need to have a conversation about it, or I need to drop the friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I saying no? Maybe it would be something to think further into.
Or why do you want to say no, even if you aren't, but you wish you were?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
I say no in my head before anyone even asks me. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, nobody better ask me to do anything. But I also feel like I should be having more fun. I should be going on more adventures. I should be asking other people to do stuff. So I always say no and I always feel bad about it. Huh. I don't always say no.
You don't.
I want to always say no.
Yeah.
You have a lot of adventures. For somebody who thinks you're not having adventures, you're always at festivals. You just moved across the country.
That's true. I have a baseline of feeling like I'm no fun.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think that's true at all.
Okay. One of my kids' teachers, you know, in the beginning of school, they send you things home that, like, this is what I like and this is a little bit about me. And hers is that she's best friends with her mom. Oh. And that made me enraged.
Yeah. That's not okay.
Tell me why.
It made me sad, but also I felt like that's weird.
So you felt sad because you wish you could be best friends with your mom and judgy.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a new planner and it had example plans in it. And one of the example plans was call your mom. And I'm like, get that out of here. I don't want to hear about that. I can't call my mom.
Oh,
dumb planner.
One of the planner's suggestions?
Yeah, like it had a page to show you how to plan stuff. I don't understand why.
Which, what
a
who waste needs of that? Ink.
Anyway, but one of the things was call mom. I was like, I can't.
That's out of this world rude. I'm having a hard time.
I'm sorry. Can you tell? Did something happen? Yeah.
No, I just miss her so much. I don't know why I can't talk about her lately. I can't think about her. I push it out of my brain. Yeah. My friend came over to help me move some furniture. And she said, oh, is any of this your mom's? And I was like, I cannot talk about that.
Oh.
I have, like, just so you know, that's not you. That's me. I just can't even speak about her right now. It's weird.
It's okay,
it's also too. Weird. Yeah.
I have a question, though. Would it be better to, like, talk about it and get it out rather than, like, keeping it in? I don't know.
Yeah, it would. I don't have...
You have the margin right now.
Yeah, I don't even know what I need to talk about. I just got this new wall up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it a new friend that came over?
No, it's actually an old friend.
Okay.
I haven't seen her in 10 years, but because of the military, we're in the same area again. So, yeah. But new also because last time I knew her, we didn't have kids. We were just single Navy wives, you know, and now we both have kids. So it's like a totally different thing.
Yeah.
But it had been happening a little bit before that, but I didn't realize it until I was talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many stages of grief. It looks different from different angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to go there.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah.
So many of you are just starting out, buying a home, having babies, building your wealth. Be sure to add securing your family's future to your to-do list by establishing a will or a trust at trustandwill.com. At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, which we all know is really important. Determine who gets all your stuff and plan for future medical care all from the comfort of your home. I remember when my daughter was little, she would tell me that she wanted all of my pink hangers when I died, like out of my closet. That's all she wanted, the pink hangers. I could use trustandwill.com to make sure she gets all those pink hangers. And I can kind of guarantee you I'm going to make sure she gets pink hangers when I die because I still make fun of her about that. The documents you get from Trust and Will are designed by estate planning experts, and they're customized for the state that you live in because all the laws are different. Trust and Will has live customer support every day of the week, and their team is available to answer any questions you have when they set up your plan. We all know we need one, but most of us put off creating a trust or a will because it sounds hard and it sounds expensive. I use Trust and Will myself, and I really suggest that you add this to your to-do list. It's not hard, but it is important. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/MSW and get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Don't wait, go right now. This is a really important thing to do. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/MSW. trustandwill.com/MSW.
can you say no as a mom and still be a fun mom? How can you say no well to your kids? Because we have to do it all the time. We're constantly saying no.
You can just sing it. What is that song? My name is no. My number is no. That's fun.
That's very fun. And then your kids will hate that song.
There are creative ways to say no. One of the, that one girl that I like on Instagram with the food, eating in color, she always says, that's not on the menu tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Or there's not time in the schedule for that today. Or let's make time for that a different day. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are nice ways to say no that aren't no.
I think that's really true. Yeah.
I think also, so I work 12s. I have 4 days off. And so when my kids, every day they ask, and they should ask because my schedule is always changing, do you work tomorrow? And when I say no, I'm always like, because then they are like, they just load their requests. Okay, I'd like to go to Five Below. I'd like to, do you guys have Five Below?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great store. I just don't want to go there and look at eyeshadow and remote control cars on my day off every time. Because in there, and then can we go to ice cream? And then can we go have noodles? And then can we have Betty? I would just say pick one thing and I'll take you to do one thing. Yeah. So then you're not saying no, but you really are saying no to 19 things and yes to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet that your kids want to hang out with you. And I know for you, it might feel like they just want you to drive them places and buy them stuff. But yes, genuinely that they know that you are unavailable on work days, it just shows that they know that you have boundaries. And I love your relationship with your kids. I think it's sweet.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I think you need to hear that because I think you think that they think you're the worst, but...
Because they vocalize that. It's fine. No, it's good. Everything's great.
Guys, Jill would like us to talk about the world.
This made me feel bad as well.
I know. It's her thing says, the world, and you all ain't talking about it. Listen, Jill, there's so much.
Does she mean Afghanistan?
There's so much.
I mean, there's so much. There's Afghanistan. There's the environment. There's New Orleans is just flooding. No one's talking about that. There's COVID is going to be around forever, people. So if we got on here and talked about COVID every single time, you guys would stop listening. This is the new flu. Like, there's going to be a new strand of COVID every single year. We've got to figure out our new normal now.
But it's so hard because people are locking down and they're over it. They're over it. They're over the restrictions. But they also want to be friends with people who are scared and are really careful. And it is a lot. But I feel the same way. I feel like we can't do it all. Like, I've been avoiding the news because I'm in my own show. Excuse me.
Shiitake.
She's in her own boop show.
Exactly. That's how it feels. Mm-hmm. And then I turn it on and then I can't deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I read a comment. Someone's like, y'all aren't talking about it. I'm like, girl, I can't talk about it. It's too much. It's all too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ebbs and flows, though, because I don't typically handle the news because I can't. But just this morning, everything I want to read about is behind a paywall on Apple News, which kind of makes me mad. And if we're going to talk about, like, equal access and all the stuff, it's not okay to have some news that people can't know about if you don't pay $9.99 a month.
Absolutely.
All that to say, I'm like thinking about buying a subscription because every time I want to read something, I can't get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes it ebbs and flows. You are able to handle it. You are in a place where you can, or you're not in a place where you can. And so you don't. Yeah. But very realistically, we're people. And so when we share our opinions, they're not the opinions of other people. And so then we get terrible comments on iTunes about how terrible we are because we said something that people don't agree with. I mean, I don't know. There's a point where I don't need to wade into things that I don't A, have the margin, or B, have the emotional ability to hold. We can't know about everything.
So, and that's not the basis of our podcast either. So what I would love to say is I love the Pantsuit Politics girls. So I don't listen to news, not because I can't handle it, but because I'm pissed off at every single news station for the angles that they take and the fear that they drive into people.
Yeah.
If you are getting your opinion of the world from news stations, I don't care which one, conservative, liberal, they are instilling fear into their headlines because they want you to click on it. So you got to stop even looking at it, whether you can handle it or not right now in your life. And you need to find the people, and I honestly think they're in podcasts and they're on Instagram, who are bringing you the news in a non-biased way. And so one podcast is Pantsuit Politics. I love their perspective on the world. They used to be one Republican, one Democrat. Now they're both claimed to be Democrat. But I still think one leans conservative and one leans liberal. So it's a very, like, they talk about all the issues of the world. They've talked about Afghanistan in a way that I'd never heard before. So highly recommend them if you want to get perspective on the world. And then Instagram, Sharon Says So, that account. Oh my gosh. She does not tell you politically which way she goes. She tells you what's going on, so you don't have to go read those fear-mongering news stations or news headlines. It's ridiculous, and I'm so pissed off at media, and I'm just mad that everyone reads them. Okay, I gotta stop. So,
I just feel like you can't win either way. I appreciate her opinion. I also don't know how we can address everything.
We can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the problem that I had? I was having a problem with bladder control that I was pretty immediate and confusing to me. Like, why is this happening all of a sudden? And a strug that I talked to, who actually lives here in San Diego, said that happened to me before. I went to the lady doctor and she said it's stress. It's the muscles where you're holding stress are so tight that it's, I don't know, pushing on your bladder or constricting how much can go in there. I don't know. But I think that that is completely true. I think it was stress. So my problem is not solved, but at least I know what it is.
So you're just trying to like relax your pelvic area?
It's my butt is so tight and my lower back is so tight. Mm. Not tight in a good way, in like a hurts. Hurts when you barely touch it. Yeah, you can like roll around on a tennis ball and stuff. The reason that I know that this is true is because I hurt my back moving something yesterday. And I was like, of course I did. Like, I'm just so tense and tight.
Yeah.
And I am peeing too much. So anyway, my problem is beginning to be solved.
All right.
That's great.
Do either of you have husbands who snore?
Yeah.
You do? Because Trail Mix. Oh, that's cute. She has one, and she's afraid she's going to kill him. So what do you do?
For a season, he slept in another room, but neither one of us liked that. But I also have to get up at 4:30 in the morning or so. So it's like I've got to sleep. So he has sleep apnea, which is like, to me, it's just such an old person thing to say. But he does. I don't think he is like an old person, but he's got sleep apnea and he's a part of AARP, so it is what it is. But he hated wearing that mask. He tried tons of masks and he just didn't like that. But sleep apnea can literally take years off your life. It is a problem. It starts affecting all of your organs. Anyway, so he found a mouthpiece. Because there's positional sleep apnea and then there's like central sleep apnea where your brain literally doesn't tell you to breathe, but he doesn't have that. And so anyway, he just has a little mouthpiece. It goes from he sounds like a lawnmower to I don't even know if he's in the room anymore just because of a mouthpiece.
Wow.
I will look into what it is, but it really is amazing. I'll tell Katie and she can put it in the show notes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Does Brandon snore?
He does not. I do.
You do.
He says I do. But you know what I've done? I've recorded him snoring a couple of times because he gives me a hard time for snoring. And he's like, I don't snore. He's like, how do you know that you don't snore? Because you're asleep.
Right.
So I have the only voice memos in my phone are of him snoring. It's proof.
I love it.
But it's rare and it doesn't bother me.
For some birthday, you should put together like a video montage with just like that as the soundtrack.
Auto-tune it. That'd be funny. Okay, so Karen Drury says, raising teenage daughters, how to solve that problem. There was a lady that I interviewed years ago, and she told me about the importance of the bland face. It has just stuck with me for years. So I mentioned on Instagram that I'm trying to be less sarcastic with my kids. Because also my son will be like, I'm sorry, Mom, are you being sarcastic right now? Because I can't tell. And it breaks my heart. Because he really can't tell if I'm being sarcastic and that's sad. But my daughter's being sarcastic back and I don't like that. So anyway, I'm trying not to be sarcastic and just also not be critical. She says I'm really critical of her. And I'm a critical person, so I get it. And I know I'm really critical of her, so I'm trying not to do it. And then she comes out with, I don't know if you guys remember the Friends where Chandler was trying to not be sarcastic. And the most stupid things kept happening. And he was like about to explode from having to keep his mouth shut.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So just as the day that I decide to not be critical or sarcastic with my daughter, she comes home with, she has a gift card to a horse store that she loves and can buy all kinds of horse related gear for herself, horse socks, outfits, whatever she wants, boots, helmets, anything for riding. So she bought a miniature horse halter for a miniature horse that we do not own. So she bought like the bridle and stuff for a miniature horse.
Wait, like an actual animal or like a miniature figurine?
No, like a literal, I could put this on a miniature horse and ride it. Except that I don't even know if you can ride a mini horse. They're smaller than ponies. They're like big dogs.
And you don't have one.
Oh, so that's what she spent her money on. And I was like, this has to be a setup that I'm not supposed to be critical of that purchase. So I said, well, that sure seems like a waste of money. And she was so upset. But it came out faster than a speeding bullet. Anyway, all that to say, the bland face where you just go, and your face goes like paralyzed for a short minute. It's like the facial paralysis. And then that's how you have to reply. And I think another one that I've seen a lot of therapists do at work is just say, oh, dear. Oh, dear. So those are the things. I feel like those are in my back pocket now for raising her.
So it's Kegels and bland face. Those are the things we need to work on.
Apparently.
Kegels. Just like as maintenance.
Got to work the bottom muscles and give the top muscles a break.
You could do both at the same time.
All right. Let's try.
Focus on the Kegels.
Let's do it. Ready? It's really hard to do. It's
difficult.
Oh, dear. Everyone all together. At home, you too.
We all know that this coming school year is going to be filled with transitions, whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home. And as parents, it can be time-consuming to give your kids the extra help they might need this school year. Here's a bit of how hands-on science and art projects that you can get delivered to your door. Y'all know what we're talking about. Our kids love seeing KiwiCo sitting on the front porch. Honestly, I do too, because it means that they're going to be engaged in some high-quality creative learning and activity, and I don't need to buy it. I don't need to plan it. I don't need to supervise it, because they're old enough to do it on their own. The most memorable box we received is a marble run, and I can still hear my daughter playing with that long after she's supposed to be asleep. KiwiCo is a breath of fresh air for this mom who's in a very busy season, but I also want to create magical memories for my kids. You know what I'm talking about. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. They are real engineering, science, and art projects for kids. You can do your part to encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers by getting these crates. And the best part, you watch their confidence grow as big as their smile because they're so proud of themselves when their projects are done. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on products that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW. After school routines, that's what Darian wants to know about. I have an almost 1-year-old, a 4-year-old. It's nuts after work and school. We come home and I'm exhausted, but the kids aren't. We need a routine or a plan. My kids are so much older that it's hard for me to remember what it was like back then. They're not so much older, actually. It's only been a couple of years, but it feels like that was infinity ago.
it kind of depends on what she'd like to see occur at night, you know? So mm-hmm. for me, because I want things a little tidier, giving everybody one job.
Mm-hmm.
But some kids really need like a break after school for a minute. But if I let the neighbor kids come over, then nobody ever does anything until it's time to go to bed. So mm-hmm. Our after school is they come home, they do homework, well, they have a snack and do their chore, and then nobody can come over until those two things are done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good rule.
I think you just need to try something. I think find what are your pain points and get like a block schedule going. So the first 30 minutes, what are your kids doing? The second 30 minutes, they're watching a show while you cook dinner. The next 30 minutes, you're eating dinner. The next 30 minutes, it's bath time and brush teeth. And then it's reading time for 30 minutes. You know, like come up with some sort of block schedule.
And I'd say start bedtime at least 30 minutes before you think you need to start.
Absolutely. I was going to say, how much time is there probably between after work and bedtime for her little ones?
You really only have 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
I feel like our after school has shrunk. I don't know why, but I feel like we have less and less time in the evenings. We can't get anything done. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no, it's
this
true.
School year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because we don't have like a dining room table. You know, there's a lot of things that don't make any sense. Like, where are my paper towels at?
Yeah.
But even if you go by hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to get 3 things done, even if it's just everybody eat dinner. I know we're supposed to sit down and eat dinner together so that my children don't go to jail, apparently. Eating family meal
Lies.
Together is what
Lies.
Saves everybody's life. No, I mean, I Lies. Think it's definitely valuable, but I find that we get that time in other ways, so.
I'm mad about the family dinner thing. I'm mad that we tell people that that's so important. It's not important. If it's important to you, it's important. And it's important to have family time. But that doesn't have to be around the table. That is chaotic for my family. It is not fun. It is not a time that brings us all together. So I make dinner and you eat when you're hungry. And then we have family game night, or, you know, like we spend time with the older ones after the babies go to bed. The family dinner makes people feel bad if they don't do it and makes you feel like a super mom if you do. And I just think either one of those is wrong. And now you may continue.
No, that makes me feel better because I really sometimes I'm like, did you guys eat? You know, or I'll see them. There's Cheez-Its on the table. So I'm like, well, I think they're probably fine. Someone ate Cheez-Its. So we must be fine.
I think that's good to remember. What can you let go of? Because I have to let go of so many things and then just try to feel fine about it. But it's so much nicer to hear you guys say that you don't do it.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, and the idea that my kids look forward to so much is we watch Monk. Right now we're watching Monk because I identify with him so much. I just love him. They love getting together and watching, and we just like cuddle on the couch and watch Monk.
Yeah.
But it gets them to brush their dang old teeth.
Yep.
And clean up all their messes, and then we have a great time together. And if we don't do that, they miss it. So that's our family dinner, is watching TV. And I am not, that is not something that I ever thought I would say, but that's what makes us all feel like the evening has finished well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Lots of talk about energy, exercise.
Self-confidence.
Yeah. Self-confidence, workout. Yeah. Workouts, exercise.
I think that we forget, and by we, I mean I forget how much better I feel even just with 15 minutes of exercise, whatever it is that does well for me. That helps with energy. That helps with self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I hate asking people to do more, but 15 minutes is, or 10 or 5, I think that it might help you. Like Rebecca, your little bits to better.
Mm-hmm. I also find that when I deep clean something, I've sweat.
Mm.
My heart rate is elevated and my house gets cleaner. It's like,
oh,
I'm doing all of it at once. And then my like stress feels less because I'm not looking at disgusting baseboards or something. So I think we need to expand our view of what exercise is. It is not, doesn't have to be going for a run or riding your Peloton. It can be deep cleaning your bathroom, put on some music, and like dance like crazy for the extra cardio.
I love that. Yeah. That's genius.
That really is.
Gosh, I love it when I nail something like
you
that.
You really did.
You did. anytime I feel like, oh crap, I got the wind, like I'm going. Look at me, I'm going. My watch is always like, keep going. I'm like, oh, I actually am moving and doing something well right now.
I got a new smartwatch. It's not an Apple, it's a Garmin. And the only time it has registered activity is when I was driving down the highway. And I was like, no, I'm not doing anything. And then it tried to tell me again, like 3 minutes later, no, I am not exercising. I am driving down the highway. I must have thought I was running really fast.
I was doing so the other day. I don't know if I was like being extra dramatic with my hands when I was talking to the kids, but my watch was like, would you like to record your swim? No.
This episode is brought to you in part by PrepDish. Speaking of problem solved, if you have ever wanted to try meal planning, you can do it for free for 2 weeks using our code MSW. Meal prepping makes me feel like a winner, right? And I'm so happy I did it all week long. Allison and her team have created 3 different types of meal plans that you can choose from. Every one of them is based on whole foods, so you really can't go wrong. What you do is you download or print your weekly grocery list. You shop for exactly what you need to make your meals for the entire week. You come home, you follow these simple instructions on how to prep for that week of meals. And Allison has laid this out in the fastest and simplest of ways. During the week at dinner time, you simply heat, eat, and enjoy those healthy meals. So there are 3 things that I really like about PrepDish. I can order groceries online. It takes me about 10 minutes to shop for groceries for the entire week because that list is already created for me. I also love that I'm making foods for my family. They're healthy and they're brainless for me. Finally, I love prep day. I get in my cooking zone, I listen to music, and I find that it's one of my favorite parts of the week. Oh, I just thought of a 4th thing. All week, I'm happy that I prepped those meals because my weeknights are so much easier. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today to get 2 free weeks of meal plans from PrepDish. That's prepdish.com/MSW for 2 free weeks and let them help you today.
I love when Siri chimes in at the middle of the weirdest moments. I was talking to a patient about she wanted to not take her calcium pills or whatever, and Siri's like, I found some interesting articles on calcium. I'm like, thank you, Siri.
Get out of here.
All right, we should move to Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly, even though we still have more problems.
I know. There's some good ones, so.
All right, Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Okay, so I was cheese grating my heel the other day.
Oh.
Can't wait to hear the rest of the story.
So I have one of those like heel scraper things that you have that are from what's the place that you go to get your... No, it's not from Olive and June. It's from Amazon, but it shaves your heel. You know like what I'm talking about?
Pedicure.
Yeah, pedicure. That's... I kept thinking podiatrist. I was like, that is not... I mean, it's right zone, wrong profession. Yes, from the pedicure place. And I do that after every shower. This time, which is really fun, I curled my toes for some reason, and the cheese grater got the top of my toe and shaved off some of my skin. I have not bled that much in so long. I don't know what it is about the tip of your toes, but if you cut those off, it's like a bloodbath.
You also had just gotten out of the shower, so your circulation was like increased.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. I bled through like 8 Band-Aids, and then I called Neil up. I was like, Neil, do you want to come help me deal with my toe? Because he's a paramedic, you know? And he didn't have his gauze or anything. I don't know what kind of paramedic he thinks he is, but so.
It's funny. I don't have any Band-Aids in my house, and I'm a nurse, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I know where I can get them. They just aren't at my house.
Right. So that was painful. Ew.
That's terrible. Well, Killing Me Softly, mine has to do with my feet as well. So at work, I walk a lot. And at this job, I have put holes in 2 pairs of tennis shoes, which is really impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It is.
Where are the holes at?
One is on the side, probably where that bunion is that someone said I had a bunion. Gosh, we got CPAPs and bunions. This is killing me softly, this whole topic. Anyway, so, and then one is at the tip of the shoe. But anyway, I bought 5 pairs of shoes and had them shipped so I could try them on, right? Because I like to try stuff on and then, and then send it back. And I'm amazing at sending things back. I never forget. And so I have no problem buying a ton of pairs of shoes and returning them. Well, I bought a pair of New Balance that are bright orange and red with green laces. So it's unusual because I'm very neutral palette, whatever.
Yes.
But I thought, well, I kind of like these, and so I'm going to try them. So I got them, and my whole family's like, no. So I was like, oh, okay. And I went to return them, and I can't return them. They're a $150 pair of New Balance that can't be returned, and they are obnoxious. So it's like killing me softly that I'm like, what? Why could I? It's a brand new current. It's not like I'm trying to return clearance shoes. Like, they just came out. They're like special edition, cannot be returned.
From what place?
From New Balance.
Oh, from the actual new... Wow.
So, there's a New Balance store in my town, and I'm going to go see if I can't, like... Because they have other ones that are different colors, so I might just, like, see if I can exchange it for different colors, but I was just surprised that something new off the internet can't be returned.
Right. They were probably like, these are so ugly, and they were such a mistake. Do not accept these back at any store. They're going to scan the barcode and the computers are going to shut down and the doors are going to lock.
Oh, well. So anyway, if you see me coming with my clown shoes.
All I see is you with them on and then Lane going, everything you do is so annoying.
And she wouldn't be wrong when she's talking about these shoes. It's fine.
All right. What's killing me softly has to do with feet.
No way.
No way.
Yes. Well, I had a list of three.
Okay.
Actually, I have a list of 10,000, but three that made it onto my list. Black feet. Since we have moved here, the bottoms of our feet are black all of the time. I can't tell if it's the house, because you know I haven't mopped the floor of the new house we're living in. I can't tell if it's just because we're in California and it's like dusty. And so it's always on like the patio and I'm always on the patio. I can't tell what's going on, but my feet are always black. The kids' feet are always black. And this is our new life. Because we also don't shower because we have a pool. And there's something that I had to let go of and it was bath time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where I'm at.
It. That didn't happen in Connecticut, black feet?
No, but it always happens when I visit Arizona.
Huh.
So what is it? Is it the West? Is it the West Coast?
It's the Wild West.
Might be. Might be smog and pollution.
What about you, Em, in Texas? Black feet?
Not particularly.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think we get it here. I didn't know there was places you don't get it. This is news to me. So,
do you have black feet like all the time when you're walking around your house?
I mean, I go in and out.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time outside. I think if I was inside only, that would be fine.
Yeah, right.
But, and I'd be swishing it off with the water, but we're in like a drought, aren't we? A perpetual drought. So I can't like clean it off with water all the time. That's not cool. I just go in the pool. Don't worry about it. It's part of my life now. All right, Rebecca, what's giving you life?
All right. Well, this is giving me so much life that I made a TikTok about it. Actually, a reel, which is like
okay.
Instagram's TikTok. I downloaded my first Google Unlimited book, which is the library that you can get free Kindle books if you are a member. And I was like, these are all like the crap books, probably. Like, why would they give these away for free? This one is so good. I rarely come across a book that I can't put down. But that's basically the genre that I like to read is books that you can't put down, which I realize is different for everyone. But, oh, man, this one's called The Good Daughters. I'm halfway through it. I, like, really just want to be done podcasting right now so I can go finish it. So if we could hurry up, that'd be great. It's so well written. It's fast moving. I can't wait to find out what happens. Oh, it's just so good.
All so, right.
Wow. It's been a while since I've had a book like that where I felt lately like I've been in a reading drought of sorts. But this might re-inspire.
And that's a free app or what?
I'm not exactly sure how, if you have to, it's Kindle Unlimited. I don't know if you have to be a Prime member or if it's something extra you pay for to be a part of. I should look into it. But on my Kindle, I have like thousands of books that I can read for free that are Kindle Unlimited books. So.
Okay, great.
We are so excited to have Olive and June as a sponsor. You've heard me talk before about how I love to spend time in my courtyard and just sit in my little plant haven. But now I've added painting my nails with Olive and June's Manny system while I'm out there. When I got the manicure set, it worked itself out to $2 a manicure. I would spend way more than that on one gel manicure, so I'm basically making money. Plus, at my job, it's kind of important to have nice-looking nails because I am in my patients' faces all the time because they have feeding tubes and I have to flush them, and it's a lot of things that probably don't make any sense if you're not a nurse, but my hands are always really close to their eyeballs, and so I get a lot of comments on how great my nails look, and I tell them it's Olive and June. With Olive and June, I get better every single week. Their system works like magic. Something about the thickness of the polish is perfect. And that poppy applicator, it makes it to where both my hands look equally as good. I'm left-handed, so my right hand usually looks amazing, and my left hand, not so much. But Olive and June solved that problem for me. People don't believe me when I say that it lasts 7 days or longer, but it's true. Katie and I both love the hibiscus color the most, and since I love to treat myself, I'm gonna try the Petty system next. So with our code MSW, you can get 20% off your first Manny system. Your new nail life has arrived. Get 20% off your first Manny system when you use promo code MSW at oliveandjune.com. We're done with expensive, bad manicures. This is the new us now, okay? OliveandJune.com, promo code MSW.
What is giving me life is, this was a podcast suggestion, the show The Chair on Netflix has a lot of famous people in it, but it's really nice and quick series, and Sandra Oh, I love her, and this is the best thing I've ever seen her in, and her curly bangs are amazing. Her curly hair is just stealing the show.
Wow. Is it good for kids?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, it's an adult show.
I'm adding it to my list.
I liked it. It's a little like melancholy.
Oh, she looks old. She's gotten older.
I don't think so. I think she's so beautiful.
She is beautiful. But this, she's from Grey's Anatomy, right?
Right.
Well, I guess everyone on that show is aged.
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca, you're aging too, just so you know.
I am not. Oh. I'm using anti-aging serums.
Oh, so I have no idea.
I'm going backwards.
Oh. That's neat.
Wow.
That's neat. So my husband would like to start his own business. He won't quit his job until he has a certain amount of money in the bank. I think he just needs $1 million before he'll quit because he's been talking about this forever. Anyway, right now, to be a COVID nurse, the money is stupid. It is, and I'm gonna tell you how much only because it's ridiculous. It's $120 an hour. So I can make
wild
six figures in 4 months.
Wow. What does it mean to be a COVID nurse?
Just right now, being a nurse in the hospital, they'll pay you
a
ridiculous amount of money.
On any floor.
Yeah, like whatever specialty you want to do. So anyway, and it's to be a travel nurse, but you can travel in your town. So I am going to travel to Dallas, where I live, and be a COVID nurse for a couple of months so that my husband can quit his job. Because I was talking to the kids about it. We wanted to both be medical missionaries, but because we couldn't have kids, he had to have a job so that we weren't both students and considered below the poverty line. So he kept being an engineer, even though we didn't want to, so that we could have kids. So then he also kept being an engineer, even though he didn't want to, so that I could go to nursing school. So for like almost 20 years, he's not done what he wanted to do. So he's really loved us well for so, so long. So if I can, just because of this pandemic, if I can work for 4 months and make it to where he feels comfortable. And I'm kind of excited. I really want to contribute to COVID. And when I asked him if I could go to Manhattan last year, he said, no way, Jose. Mm-hmm. And so now he's like, sure, that's fine. He's kind of excited about the idea of quitting. And I'm really excited about the idea of contributing. So I'm going to do that for a little bit.
That's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's giving me life. I'm afraid, but, you know, not afraid of COVID. I'm afraid of doing, you know, a kind of nursing I haven't done in a while. If it's a little bit farther away, then I'm going to probably like rent a room or something from somewhere, because I'm still in grad school. So I'm going to need to like have some time by myself to like get over whatever had just happened. Cause I have a friend who's like been a COVID nurse and she just did a lot of codes and tried to save a lot of people and they all died. And so it just was like really hard. So I might be getting into a very difficult situation, but it may not be. I don't know. But regardless, I know I'm introverted and I know that I'm going to need some decompressed time. So I'm not going to like drive 40 miles to work and then drive back. And that's fine. So I think I'll give myself some space. There'll be a little bit of time away from the family, but it's going to be short term. And we've talked to the kids and they all understand and everybody's fine.
All right.
So I'm pretty pumped about it. It'll start in a couple weeks.
Nice.
That's so cool.
I envision you in like one of those white marshmallow suits with all those visors from your old office.
The face
from
shields.
From your old office. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they're called. Face shields.
So funny.
Visors.
Weren't you going on a vacation with your family around Christmas time? Are you still going to be able to do that?
I'll probably still be able to do that. I don't know. Depends on... I'm still have to get the final contract. Then I'll talk to them about it.
Cool.
Well, friends, I need to go. Read.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to quickly read an iTunes review from a sweet drug. This is from Liz B., my favorite podcast. I'm sorry it's taking me so long to write a review. I love you, ladies. I'm a Patreon member, and it's absolutely worth every penny. Love how real and vulnerable you are, and your sense of humor. You've helped me to get through some very difficult times in my life. Podcast has been a godsend through this pandemic. I feel like I have three best friends. Thank you for being a blessing to other moms.
Aww, you're welcome.
Love that. I love that. She said that Patreon's worth every penny. I think that's
encouraging.
That makes, yeah, it is nice to hear.
Yeah, we try.
So if you want to leave us a review, we would love that. Go to the show notes, look for Share the Struggle. You might end up right here on the show. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas. That's new. By the time this airs, I will be. So yeah. If this show has helped you not feel alone, share it with your friend and be the source of great wisdom. They'll remember you, not us. They'll remember that you gave them the show that they loved. Your recommendations mean so much to us, and they do help us reach other moms, which is what we want.
Before we go, we have a big sister question of the week. How can we actually rest without feeling guilty?
It's a good question.
I think that's a good one for the big sisters to help us with, because I don't have the answer to that.
Yes. If you want to hear this discussed thoughtfully by Mom Struggling Well, join us on Patreon. Head to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and subscribe. When you join us at any level, you get access to the very active and private Patreon Strug Facebook community that we love so dearly. And that is where we're going to be discussing the answers to this question and more over there this week. If you want to submit a question for big sisters to answer, you can email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com.
All right, on the next main show, we're going to be talking about entertainment, so make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
All right, y'all ready to clap? Clap it up. Okay. Delete yours.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, clap. 1, 2, 3.
Sorry, I thought 1, 2, 3, clap. I thought I was late already.
I know you're right. I was just reminding you what the plan was.
Wow.
Did I nail the right one? I don't even know that I clapped at the right time.
You didn't.
And it was all pretty bad.
Let's do it again now that I know the plan.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Whatever. It's all good. I'll look for all of the claps and that will start me off well.
Is that my end, all that static?
No, it's me, guys. I'm sorry.
Is he? Okay. No, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I like this one, and I'm feeling the same way. Natty B says, or maybe it's Hattie B. There's no telling.
There is telling. It's an N. Natty.
Well, it's cut off on my screen.
Oh, okay.
Could be an H.
Oh, she has another one up above that's not cut off. It's definitely an
H. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm like, there is a way to know.
Oh, I see it. There it is. I like Natty B better. Yeah, I like Natty B better than Hattie B.
Okay, say no, but still being a fun mom and friend.
Is it ambivert in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm Omni, introverted.
Amber. Good grief. It's time to wake up, guys. Sorry about it.
You're up. It's going to be a real edit job this job.
We,
I don't think there's something
for bed. Once they're all ready for bed, we... I'm not talking again.
I really need to say this and then you can do your thing.
Clearly.
Sorry to interrupt you with my rage. You were going to say something more.
I think that was it.
Okay.
My kids eat Cheez-Its and then we watch TV. Okay. Something to be proud of.
If they're hungry, they're going to eat. It's not like newborns.
It's true. Okay,
we blew through that.
Well, I actually didn't go if you want. Can I go?
How did I go? I'm so sorry, Emily. I skipped you.
Did you do Giving Me Life?
She needs to.
You didn't.
I didn't. Well, after Rebecca, I was supposed to go, but then Katie just started talking, and I wasn't going to be like, excuse me. Tap, tap, tap. Sorry.
What's Giving Me Life is Sandra O's curly bangs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What we literally just talked about. Wow. All right.
Wow. You really are thinking about that Kindle book. We need you to engage for one last topic. I have a couple things, but I'll just share one because Rebecca can't attend for that long.